Hi, this is Ron.
Yes, good evening.
Hello.
My name is Tony, calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. Okay, now I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Ronald? Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, Ronald, that's me.
All right, sir. And, all right, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November general elections for president and Congress? Would that be a definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Oh, definitely will.
Okay, sir, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
I'm a Republican.
Republican, okay. All right, sir, and would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
I'm a very strong conservative.
All right, sir, and I just... just for qualification purpose, what is your age?
I'm 80.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask what is your race?
I'm a Norwegian, a white Norwegian.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and thinking about the direction, you know, the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
I am really pissed. I'm very, very unsatisfied. We got a terrible mess here, and if we don't get...
All right, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion and have never heard of that person or organization, please say so, okay? The first one would be Mega Republicans from 0 to 100.
100.
Okay, Janelle Bynum.
Who?
Janelle Bynum.
You know, I better say I haven't heard of him. It's familiar, but I'm not real familiar.
Oh, okay. All right. Donald Trump.
You said Janelle Bynum?
Bynum. B-Y-N-U-M. Bynum.
Okay. I need to check on that person.
Okay, what about Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
Oh, 100.
100. Okay, Kamala Harris.
Oh, 0. Minus.
0. Okay, Lori Chavez de Ramer.
Let's say about 70. She's a Republican, but not real happy with her.
Okay, Joe Biden.
0, minus.
Okay, Trump's Project 2025.
He doesn't have a Project 2025. But I will say I'm in favor of it, but that's not his project.
Oh, so what number would you give him? Would you give that project?
I would give it a 9.
9. Or 90.
90. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. What about Democrats in Congress?
There isn't a Democrat in Congress I want. So 0.
What number? 0. Okay. What about J.D. Vance?
100.
100. In Republicans in Congress?
We don't want any Democrats in Congress, so I'm going to have to say 100.
100. Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. Okay, sir, I know if the election for U.S. Congress will be held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Oh, definitely Republican.
Okay. All right, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, independent Cornel West, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. All right. All right. So regardless of how you plan to vote, okay, do you think, who do you think will win the presidential election, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. All right. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
No, I would vote Republican.
Okay. All right, sir. Even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her, you know, for Congress in November 2024? Is there like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
Can you tell me if he's Republican or Democrat?
She's Janelle Bynum, remember on the other question I told you she is a Democrat.
Oh, no, I would, chances are zero that that I would vote for.
So no chance at all, right? Okay.
No.
All right, ma'am, okay, sir, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No, I disapprove.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
All right. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez de Raymer is handling her job as member of Congress? As your member of Congress?
Do you want me to do a number or a yes or a do I?
No, this is
not.
Yes, it's strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. All right. All right, sir. We're almost done with this survey. I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. Okay. In this case, I'll be talking to you about Lori Chavez de Raymer. Please tell me how much it troubles you about supporting Chavez de Raymer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Okay. Chavez de Raymer is working to perpetrate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which would cut veterans benefits by 22%, laid off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminates health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making millionaires and tax cheats pay their, you know, fair share because they fund her party's campaign. Would that bother you, a great deal, quite a bit,
everything,
just some,
everything,
or not at all?
Okay. First of all, what you've been saying that she supports and is going to push is not the truth. I mean, I disagree with some of the things she does, but what you said about her is not true.
I have this option. It's not, doesn't bother you at all, so doesn't trouble you at all. So you can pick that if you want.
Being it's a lie, it doesn't trouble me at all. I know lies when I hear them. I know about her, but okay.
Yeah. All right, thank you, sir. That's all we want to hear is your opinion, okay? Remember that. This is some things, you know, people are going to talk about, right? Okay, Chavez de Raymer stands by Trump even as, you know, he threatens to become a dictator one day. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military
to our own cities. I'm going to hang up on you if you talk that way. He is not going to be a dictator. He never said he would be. He said he'd like to be the first day for a little while, but all the rest of that is a lie.
I'm not telling you this. I'm just reading you to you what you might hear. Okay, if it troubles you, great a deal, quite a bit, some, or not at all. Okay, that means it doesn't bother you.
It troubles me that I hear it because I know it's a lie.
Exactly, but if you know the truth, right, you can pick. It doesn't bother you at all. It doesn't trouble you at all. All right. Process and promise is based that if he wins, you know, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy. And that's clearly not Chavez de Raymer. Would that bother you a great deal? quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
You mean if she was going to do that, or if people are talking about it?
Yeah, that's, I mean, just a statement that people are going to be saying, you know, on the elections, you know?
Yeah, well, that would trouble me, yes, because it's a lie. She's not okay, that kind of a person.
That's what I'm saying, but if you don't think it's true, I mean, why would it bother you? I mean, that's why we have that option, not at all, doesn't trouble you at all.
Okay, lies bother me, but anyway, it won't bother me because I would still vote for her.
Exactly. Huh? Okay, sir, Lori Chavez, just remember this is a survey, okay? They want to know both sides. I'm going to read something about the other lady too. Okay, Lori Chavez de Raymer broke her promise to us. You know, she ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported women's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortion that would override Oregon's law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon's women. Would that trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
No, it wouldn't trouble me at all because I'm against abortion,
okay.
And we should,
okay.
Should be outlawed.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. Seniors have worked, you know, hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez de Raymer supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services. And she voted with the Republicans 26 times to block bills that will protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who have earned their retirement benefits. Would that trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
No, it's a lie. I'm a senior, and I know what it's all about, and she does not support that. So it doesn't bother me at all.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right, sir. Chavez de Raymer has embraced Trump, whose extreme project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez de Raymer is a vote to undermine our democracy. Would that trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, all right. And the last one, Lori Chavez de Raymer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to, you know, to do their jobs to protect us. The cut means less money for investigations that stop human and narcotic trafficking, public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on, you know, crime, but it's just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do. Would that bother you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all, because it's all a lie about that.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, now that I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I would vote for Republican.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a statement, but, you know, that Janelle Bynum opponent has made about her and Bynum's responses to get your reaction, okay? Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft, uncrying liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the, you know, the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions made it harder for police to do their job and show that, you know, she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Okay, supporters of Janelle Bynum says this attack is just an attempt by Chavez de Raymer to distract her from extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon's families. Chavez Deramus supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez Deramus has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare and strip health care protections away from Oregonians and cut taxes for billionaires. She'd just be another rubber stamp for Donald Trump, okay? Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress will be held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Deramus or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I would vote for Lori Chavez Deramus.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
I completed, the 11th grade.
Okay, so be first to 11th grade, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
I am married.
Okay, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, they're all grown.
Okay, sir, are you in any member of the household, a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time, okay, with this survey. You have a great evening, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.